Picture this, a half-finished mirror-glass megacity rising from the Saudi desert, an F1 race circling a war zone, and a private equity firm staring down 6 billion euros in debt coming due at once. It's Monday, August 31st, 2026, and I'm Marcus Rodriguez. Welcome to Intellijix.
I'm Sarah Chen, and if that image doesn't capture the particular energy of this moment in global finance and geopolitics, I'm not sure what does. We have a genuinely packed show today. Four major story threads that each deserve serious attention, and they connect in some surprising ways.
Let's run through what's ahead. We're going to start with the Ukraine peace process, or rather the absence of one. The Kremlin confirmed over the weekend that a Putin-Trump-Zelensky summit is only possible if a deal is already essentially finalized. That framing matters enormously for how we read the next few months of diplomacy.
From there, we move into what I'm calling the Gulf reality check. Saudi Arabia's $50 billion NEO megacity has, by all credible accounts, ground to a halt. Partially completed megastructures sitting in the desert with no announced timeline for anything. We'll dig into what that signals about Vision 2030 more broadly, and about the relationship between petrodollar ambition and actual execution capacity.
Then we're tracking the Middle East war's ripple effects into the world of sports. Formula One has confirmed the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix will go ahead despite regional conflict, but Abu Dhabi hotel occupancy has dropped from 80.3% to 66.8% in the first half of this year alone. The economics of sports tourism in a destabilized region are genuinely complicated.
And we'll spend time on Partners Group and their 6 billion euro refinancing challenge, three portfolio companies, a stressed credit environment, and a firm that is somehow simultaneously managing distressed positions while still deploying fresh capital. The private equity industry's stress fractures are showing in real time.
We'll also talk about the US Open setting a record $108 million purse against a backdrop of player protest pressure, the NEOM story's deeper implications for sovereign wealth fund strategy, and we're including a What If We're Wrong segment that I think listeners will find genuinely thought-provoking today.
A lot to get to. S&P futures are sitting at 7,708 this morning, off about 13 points, not dramatic, but the early week softness is worth watching against this geopolitical backdrop.
Let's start with the diplomatic picture, because that context frames everything else.